looked at many different videos to show for this moment. I don't know how many of you have seen, I've seen many. This one's the most serious. I love this Holy Week, for it is a time for us to see the things that God gives us, as he gave his disciples years ago. Christ, who teaches them many things. We could go through the book of John and all the lessons he has, but then he takes this time to give the people of God this very body and blood. I don't know how you do with communion. It's something that brings a lot of joy to my heart. But on this Holy Week, we think about communion and we think about the very sacrifice that Christ has made for us. The things he thought so important on this Maundy Thursday for people, his disciples, to grab hold of was the importance of lessening yourself to serve as he has served us, but to help us understand the gift that we can never give to each other, that he laid down his life to grant to each and every one of us. We do communion every time at this service, and it's such an important thing for us to lay our burdens down to the Lord, to not try to ignore our failure, but simply to lay them at the cross. That the God who died for us gave us this Holy Communion for a very important reason. There are many who sometimes, oh, I know God died for sins and blah, 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 blah. But when you start thinking about you, oh, I messed up so bad. Do you really forgive me, God? This is why he brings us to this Lord's Supper. Has he forgiven you? Absolutely. Do you need the assurance, the truth of his promise to you and you alone? Here I come and give you my cup. You drink it. You eat my bread, my body and blood for you. Let it take away the fears, the guilt, the challenges that we have. For this is what God established this covenant for. Now, as we read in our reading before in Colossians, there is this important statement that this cup, this bread, this unifies us as one in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I think it's always a wise thing just to look around for a moment. Look at all the people, every face. Some you recognize, some you don't. Come on, I don't see you looking around. Look around. You can look at the people who have made foolish mistakes. You can look at me. I've made many. Look around. Because we do this communion. Christ has died for our sins, but he gives us this Holy Communion for ourselves to grab hold and to really truly let go of the sins that we struggle to hold on to. He gives us this communion that we who are communing are one in Christ Jesus. And it's a great time for us to, before we come forward, just to lift up our failures, lift up our burdens, just confess our sins before the Lord our God. Receive his gift. Now we're going to do it a little differently today. It will take a little more time probably, but it is these are important things. And so we're going to do communion as we're just going to line up. And the ushers will direct you where to, but we'll be lining up for communion because we don't like the rush through. We'd like you to receive the body and blood of Christ. And if there's a prayer you need to say, stay and pray. We're going to go through, and it'll take a little time, and so I know we always bless kids, so there'll be two of us who are serving the bread and the wine, and one following us who's saying a blessing over the kids. So Kids, your blessing's coming. All right? So that's what's how we're going to do the communion. We also, because we're just using a common cup, the reason why this was a common cup originally was because this makes us one in Christ. And now we have our individual cups because everyone's nervous about things. So we're using a common cup today. If you're nervous about drinking the common cup, you can just dip. It's real simple. Just dip. But we're doing it because this communion is the forgiveness of all of our sins. This is the communion that we are united in Christ through his incredible gift, through what we are celebrating on this holy week. And so, let us begin.